SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, the Swiss choral tradition in folk songs.
Folk singing in choirs reflects the whole linguistic and cultural diversity of Switzerland, with each of the four main regions rich in its own choral tradition. In French-speaking Switzerland, choral singing constitutes the backbone of folk music, but the accent has somewhat shifted from the traditional songs of the past to more recent works by composers who have known how to capture people's fancy with their songs. Next to popular composers like the late Abbé Joseph Beauvais, there are also a number of contemporary artists from the classic field who have written melodies that have become folk songs even in their own lifetime. Émile Jacques Dalcroze, the father of Eurythmics, is one of them, and we hear his very popular hymn to his homeland, La Suisse Romande, Tout Simplement, interpreted here by the Geneva Chant Choir under the direction of Claude Ivoire. Choral singing enjoys a particularly lively tradition and high stage of development in the canton of Graubünden, in southeastern Switzerland, where the ancient Latin-derived language of Romansh is still being spoken by a small minority of only 1% of the total Swiss population. It is perhaps their very battle of linguistic and cultural survival which has made the Romansh-speaking Swiss cling so fervently to their native folk songs, which they interpret with great enthusiasm and skill. Here is one of the finest choirs of that region, La Ligia Grisha, in a song entitled Il Pan Palus, Hard-Earned Bread. Southern Italian-speaking Switzerland draws most of its choral music from the rich treasures of neighboring Italy, especially the region of Lombardy. But there are also some native Ticino folk songs, such as Son venu da Montebell, I've come from Montebell, sung even in the local dialect. And we'll hear this song interpreted by the mixed choir La Voz de Locarno.
Son venu da Montebell, a cavallo, son venu da Montebell, a cavallo d'un asinello.
But German-speaking Switzerland, too, which makes up the major portion of the country, has a rich folk choral tradition upheld to this day by an astonishingly large number of local choral societies. All told, there are some 80,000 active singers in Switzerland grouped together in more than 1,500 choral societies forming part of the Swiss Choral Union, plus close to 20,000 active yodelers, members of the Swiss Yodeling Federation. There are German-Swiss choirs which can look back over a century of activity, but we are going to hear one of the more recent ones, the Lucerne Singers, under the direction of Hans-Rudi Willisecker. They're going to sing for us, however, an ancient Swiss-German song in dialect, O du liebs Engeli, My Dear Little Angel.
Thank you.
After this linguistic tour d'horizon of Swiss choral singing, let us turn our attention to that typical form of folk singing in Switzerland, the yodel, which is practiced also in groups of smaller and bigger size. In the Appenzell in northeastern Switzerland, choral singing of the traditional natural yodel without any lyrics has been developed to a particularly high degree by the so-called Zäuerli choirs, one of the finest of them being the Schötzer Chörli of Stein under Hans-Uli Welte. Central Switzerland, too, upholds this tradition of the natural yodel sung by larger choirs, but the style of singing is quite different from that of the Appenzell. Here are 150 singers of the Association of Yodel Clubs of Unterwalden, which comprises a total of 14 groups, performing the traditional Elki-Jutz.
Yeah.
The yodel song with lyrics and the yodel refrain was initiated in the last century largely in the canton of Bern, and we're going to listen now to such a song by one of the best-known composers in this field, Oskar Schmalz. It was inspired by traditional cowherds' songs known as Kuhreihen, literally translated cow's roundelays, the first collection of which date from the beginning of the 19th century. Great importance in the preservation of a country's choral tradition are the efforts made on every level, including the schools, to uphold the interest in singing among young people through the years of adolescence. There are fortunately a great number of fine children's and youth choirs in Switzerland, guided by excellent music teachers and choir masters. We hear one of them, the Youth Chorus of Wolhusen, in the canton of Lucerne, directed by Josef Scheidecker, in a performance of the Alpine Herdsman's Dance.
Thank you.
constant development of the repertoire of a popular choral literature by composers of great musical skill, an innate respect and love for the folk music tradition, as well as personal competence in leading choral groups, are also eminently important if the art of choral singing is to remain firmly rooted in the people. Jean Detwiler not only has guided the development of an outstanding mixed choir from the canton of Valais for two decades, he has also written new and challenging music for them, which is nourished from the very musical soil of that region, the Valley of the Rhône. In closing today's program, La Chanson du Rhône, directed by the composer, sing for us his song dedicated to the Rhône River, Le Rhône Danse.
Just heard a program devoted to the Swiss choral folk singing tradition. This feature was presented in the framework of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.